With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A wounding incident in West Bay leaves one man critically injured and another under arrest. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the altercation happened shortly before 12:30 p.m. on May 20th near the Cayman Turtle Center. The victim sustained, quote, multiple stab wounds and was taken to the hospital in critical but stable condition. A 47-year-old Georgetown man was arrested on suspicion of wounding after receiving treatment for minor injuries. The matter remains under investigation. Police have arrested a 48-year-old man from Spot Bay after a reported burglary this month. The break-in happened at around 9 a.m. on May 12th when a man allegedly entered a Spot Bay home through a rear window. Several items were later found missing. Officers searching the surrounding area detained a suspect on May 13th. Police confirm he was also wanted in connection with other offenses on the island. He has since been transferred to Grand Cayman and will appear in court on May 19th, where he'll face charges of burglary and criminal trespass. Government is testing a new tool to measure how resilient the Cayman Islands is to climate risks and to guide future investment decisions. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
The Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability has piloted the Cayman Islands Resilience Index and Investment Guidance Tool at a workshop in Georgetown. The ministry said the online platform is designed to help government assess national resilience and see how new projects support climate resilience goals. Officials say CIRI measures resilience across six areas set out in the climate change policy, including the economy, infrastructure, communities, and the natural environment. The project is funded by the European Union through the Green Overseas Program and developed with international partners Expertise France and Integrated Risk Management Associates. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
And government provided no funding for the recent relocation of Llewellyn House from the corner of Goring Avenue to its new home on Bobby Thompson Way. Culture Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, was asked a parliamentary question to find out if funds were provided for the move, saying his ministry, quote, did not make any contributions of a financial nature to remove or relocate the old-style Caymanian home.
However, the ministry provided valuable support and led the coordination to ensure the preservation and relocation of this historical structure.
Bodentown MP Dwayne Seymour followed up by asking about a similar situation with regards to Nixon House, which had also been moved to Bodentown next to Mission House.
Can the Honorable Minister say if your ministry has been approached about funding for the restoration of the Nixon House and the property approximate to the Mission House in Bodentown?
I have no knowledge of anyone approaching us for funds to fix the Nixon House, but since the member from Bodentown has brought it up, it has piqued my curiosity, so I will ask my team to do some digging and to find out exactly what's going on with that, because if it does create has that historical value to us, we should at least make an effort to restore it. On the Llewellyn House that was just recently moved, was built in 1875, so it's over 150 years old, sir.
Following its relocation and after discussions with members of the public and developers at 1GT, the National Museum and National Trust were granted permission to access relocated topsoil from Llewellyn House and conduct archaeological investigations. Once the topsoil has been processed, quote, relevant artifacts will be selected and added into a collection where they can be further studied. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Foreign ministers attending a NATO meeting in Sweden are trying to get clarity on US military commitments in Europe after President Trump said he was sending 5,000 troops to Poland. The announcement came after the United States had cancelled a large training exercise in Poland and said it was pulling thousands of troops out of Germany. The foreign minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo says the authorities are ramping up efforts to educate communities affected by the Ebola outbreak. It comes after angry relatives set fire to a hospital where a family member had died. One of the oldest private universities in Turkey has been closed by a decree from the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Istanbul's Bilgi University is known for its liberal politics. A human rights group says 28 people were killed in a drone strike earlier this week in Sudan's West Kordofan region. The group blamed the Sudanese army for the attack on Tuesday, which hit a busy food market. The army denied this. Workers at the South Korean electronics giant Samsung are voting on whether to accept a provisional profit-sharing deal hammered out by the unions. They've been threatening to hold an 18-day strike, keen to see a slice of the company's booming revenues. There have been big announcements from the two Manchester football clubs in the English Premier League. Manchester United have named Michael Carrick as their permanent manager, while Manchester City have confirmed that their long-standing manager, Pep Guardiola, is leaving. That was the very latest World News from the BBC.